WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO Sports Booster Club.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health, from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, they guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
Today in boys basketball, Richland Center played Lewiston Altura 69-56. The Hornets lost at the Winona State University Classic. The Hornets did win yesterday's game, so they went 1-1. Over the weekend of the holiday tournament, it was River Ridge getting a win against Seneca, 71-40. Also today, Iowa Grand, 76, and St. Ambrose Academy, 44. Mineral Point was winner over Dominican, 66-60, in the Rick Majerus WBY shootout at Concordia University. Elsewhere, Ithaca was a winner against Belmont today, 63-46. Devonheim had 27, Sammy Clary, 15. Westby a winner, Darlington a winner against Westby, 81-56 in boys basketball. The Iowa Grand Girls Basketball Tournament, River Ridge 62-18 over Iowa Grand, and River Ridge 45, North Crawford 27 among the games. And there's plenty of wrestling going on today in lacrosse. Bill Twining has more.
WRCO Sports has been proud to cover the 42nd annual Bi-State Classic Wrestling Tournament, and in particular the 10 teams from our immediate listening area. Here's how they have fared. First of all, for the Richland Center Hornets at the Bi-State, the tournament is complete. Senior Ethan Haiti placed 9th at 126 pounds. Both junior Ethan Bodendine at 175 and senior Braden Kleppe at 285 were second-day qualifiers, while both Mason Jelinek for the boys and Madeline Muller for the girls picked up a couple of wins in the tournament. They were each 2-2. For River Valley, a couple wrestlers still to go tonight. Wyatt Knockreiner, a senior, wrestles for third place at 157. Senior Noah Radke is in the fifth place match at 138. Already placing, Montana Joels, a sophomore for the girls at 145, placed seventh. And junior Blake Brickle at 190 pounds was 10th for the boys. Good tournament for Quinn Puzan, Mason Schulte, each won 3 matches for River Valley. Ben Reese and Hunter Ault, each with a pair of victories for the Blackhawks. The Riverdale Chieftains had just boys in the tournament. 2 wrestle for placement matches tonight. Both top seeds, Brody Meese and Grant Matthews, lost in the semifinals. They will be involved in placement matches tonight. Brody Meese wrestles for third. He's a junior at 138 pounds, while Grant Matthews, a junior at 285, wrestles for fifth place for Riverdale. Lakota Brewer, a sophomore, has already placed 11th at 132 pounds, and freshman James Schramm is 12th at 106. Second-day qualifier, Treston Rennish, a sophomore at 126 pounds. Chase McGuire picked up a pair of wins on Friday, but failed to place. The Ithaca Weston Co-op is led by the girls. Kaylee Manning, a sophomore, will be in the fifth place match tonight at 235 pounds. Sophomore Emma Hilby has already placed. She was 10th at 165. None of the boys placed. The team without Mac Neef out with an injury. He was 8th a year ago, but this time around, nobody reached the second day. Derek Franzen and Ashton Bennett each won 3 matches on Friday. Nolan Waldner and Caden Coleman each won 2. For Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, the girls stole the show. A couple of place winners, sophomores Madison Glass, 10th at 120, and Luca Gross, 11th at 100 pounds, while both Mariana Miller and Maddie Townsend won a pair of matches for the Predator girls. Basketball Wazika Steuben, also highlighted by the girls. A couple of place winners, freshman Peyton Sander was 8th at 114, and senior Lexi Lathrop, 12th at 235, while Elena Krejci won a pair of matches for Basketball Wazika Steuben. How did North Crawford Seneca fare? Well, Frankie Groom, a sophomore, is in the third place match at 132 for the girls tonight, while senior Jaron Grimsland wrestles for fifth for the boys at 113. Sawyer Swigum was a second-day qualifier. He is a senior at 215 for the boys, who saw Tom Sprosty win 3 matches and Gavin Wilkins 2 on Friday. For Dodgeville, Shane Rashawn and Rhett Spurley both lost in the semifinals. They will be busy tonight. Rashawn wrestling for third place at 113, Spurley for fifth at 126. Meanwhile, senior Ava Lord for the girls wrestles for fifth place at 107 pounds. Earlier, Brielle Walmer was ninth for the girls, Nathan Johnson 10th for the boys, and Blake Faust won a pair of matches but did not make it to the second day of competition. Mineral Point has two wrestlers in the finals tonight. For the boys, Rowan Carey goes for a bi-state championship at 144 pounds. His opponent, Cole Bozeal of Ocado Falls. And for the girls, Delia Collins is in the finals at 138 pounds against Riley Hanrahan of Black River Falls. Cade Rule wrestles for fifth for the boys, or for third, I should say. Emily Heisner for third for the girls. Liam Carey has already placed seventh for the boys. Jacob Dannenberg was 10th. Memphis Burkhalter 11th. And Lennon Ewart was a second-day qualifier. The girls already with a couple place winners to go with Delia Collins and Emily Heisner. Haley Yeager placed 10th. Tatum James 12th earlier today. Yesterday, the boys saw Mason Scullion, Alan James, and Matt Orrett all win three matches, while Elliot Kite, Sammy Springer, Emmett Collins, and Sawyer Dannenberg were denied second-day appearances despite two wins on their ledger. For Iowa Grant Highland, Brock Hinderman is in the finals tonight at 150 pounds. A sophomore goes against the top seed, unbeaten Colton Weiler of Auburndale. And in the 285-pound weight class, senior Bodie Brockhop goes for a bi-state championship. His opponent, Jack Bauer of Eastview, Minnesota. He is the one that knocked Riverdale's Grant Matthews into the consolation round with a 1-0 win earlier today in the semifinals. Also for Iowa Grant Highland, Jackson Bussey wrestles for third tonight and Tyson Imhoff for fifth. Earlier placing, the only girl on the team, Maria Schaefer, a freshman, was 11th at 132 pounds. The boys had a couple additional second-day qualifiers, Griffin Wineski, a freshman, Jackson McGuire, a senior. And yesterday, five teammates picked up two wins but failed to make it at the second day of competition. With two wins apiece Friday for Iowa Grant Highland, Hayden Altman, Aiden Bedward, Max Kelly, Gavin Hinderman, and Tucker Degenhart. More reports this evening as the bi-state finals get underway and placement matches for third and fifth will be wrestled concurrently at the Lacrosse Center. For WRCO Sports and David Wormand, I'm Bill Twining.
Thanks, Bill. Today, the Wisconsin Badger women's basketball team lost to Indiana 83-52. Packers and Vikings tomorrow. Remember, that's a later game. 1 o'clock pregame on WRCO-FM 100.9. Kickoff time at 3:25. And former Wisconsin quarterback Braden Locke is headed to Arizona. Locke announced his decision in a post on X, giving the Wildcats two veteran quarterbacks with Noah Fifita returning. Locke sat out as a redshirt at Mississippi State in 2022 before joining the Badgers last season. Arizona will have a new look offense with the addition of offensive coordinator Seth Doeg, a disciple of late Texas Tech coach Mike Leach. That's an update on sports for a Saturday. I'm Phil Nee.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 647-5500.